This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Both the Houses of Parliament are scheduled to initiate the discussion on motion of thanks on the President's address today. As per convention and parliamentary procedures, after the President's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament, the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha adopt separate motions thanking the President for the address. This is the first session of Parliament after the constitution of the 18th Lok Sabha. In her address to the joint sitting of Parliament yesterday, President Draupadi Murmu highlighted priorities of the government. During the President's address, some opposition MPs created noisy scenes over NEET examination, Manipur violence and other issues. The first batch of Amarnath Yatra pilgrims from the Bhagwati Nagar base camp in Jammu was flagged off this morning by Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha. The annual pilgrimage to Sri Amarnath Cave Shrine in Kashmir Valley will commence tomorrow from Pehelgam and Baltal tracks in Kashmir Valley. Talking to media after flagging off the first batch this morning, the Lieutenant Governor said, in the past 3-4 years, a lot of arrangements have been made for the pilgrimage. He said this time also, Jammu and Kashmir administration has made all necessary arrangements and security has been heightened. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall along the West Peninsula coast during the next 4 days. The IMD said that the conditions will be present over Saurashtra, Kerala, South Interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Telangana, Coastal Andhra Pradesh, Coastal Karnataka, Gujarat, Goa and Maharashtra today. In North India, similar conditions will prevail over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, East Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab and Haryana during the next 5 days. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall disrupted normal life in the national capital this morning, causing severe waterlogging and traffic jams in several areas of the city. Many areas of the capital received heavy rainfall, providing a much-needed respite to the people from the sweltering heat. Meanwhile, 6 persons were injured after a roof collapsed at Terminal 1 of Delhi Airport this morning, causing major damage to vehicles nearby. The roof collapsed at 5:30 a.m., following which 4 fire tenders from the Delhi Fire Service rushed to the spot. A spokesperson for the Delhi Airport said that all departures from Terminal 1 were temporarily suspended, along with check-in counters that were closed as a safety measure. U.S. President Joe Biden and his Republican rival and former President Donald Trump held the first presidential debate yesterday. Both the leaders slammed each other over their records on the economy. Former President Trump began the debate by boasting about the state of the economy during his tenure and handling the COVID-19 pandemic. Answering the question over increased prices, President Biden blamed the Donald Trump's government over their alleged mismanagement of economy during the COVID-19 pandemic. In response to this, Mr. Trump claimed that the U.S. had the greatest economy when he was in power. Mr. Trump said that they got hit with COVID and they spent the money necessary so they wouldn't end up in a Great Depression. The delay in the return of astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore is looking to extend further, as reports are suggesting that Starliner's latest targeted return date is the 6th of July. The space agency had extended Ms. Williams' stay on the space station after 5 helium leaks were detected on the Starliner spacecraft and 5 of its 28 thrusters faced issues. At least 14 thrusters are needed for a safe return. The mission, which was originally planned for 8 days, would now last a month. Dr. Usha Thakur, Hindi professor, translator and writer, was awarded the 12th Vishwa Hindi Samman in a Hindi Samvad event organized by the Embassy of India in Nepal, recognizing her contribution in the development of Hindi literature. She has translated more than 40 literatures in Hindi and Nepali and strengthened the Hindi language. The award is given by the Ministry of External Affairs, Government of India. On to sports now. In cricket, India stormed into the final of the Men's T20 World Cup after thrashing defending champions England by 68 runs in the second semi-final in Guyana last night. Put into bat, India posted 171 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And Sensex at all-time high as large-cap stocks lead. Indian equity indices opened in green on Friday following buying in large-cap stocks. Sensex made a new all-time high of 280 points gain and trading at 79,563 at 11 a.m. And Prime Minister Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on Sunday at 11 a.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.